Okay, just part of the show. Just part of the show. All right. Yes, 7548. I see you out there. Thank you for joining. At least you can find me. I couldn't find myself there for a minute. Now, as always, before we start talking about anything, there's some other things I need to talk about. That doesn't happen around. Now, yesterday, me and Mr. Michael, we was talking about Miss Ann Coulter refusing to board airplane with a black pilot. Well, Michael told me to go and do some research because that wasn't a true story. And I told Michael, I don't care whether it was not true or not, this lady had a history of saying crazy things, and that shows that she's not beyond saying that kind of stuff. Well, y'all, I try and be as I'm gonna tell you, I don't mind going back and double checking because I want to give y'all what's real, and I'm gonna admit, Michael was right, supposedly. Okay, according to another website, it says no, Ann Coulter did not refuse to board a plane because pilot was black. Despite being well known as a parody site, many people still regularly fall for the current style of onion-like satire. And this week's article on Ann Coulter refusing to board a plane with a black pilot was no exception. It is all a parody. Okay, so as I said, I admit I did that. I did that. Hey, Ebony, how you doing? Ooh, I admit that I said that. You know, hey, I thought it was. I still think it is because Ann Coulter, man, she says some raunchy stuff. She really does. I mean, this woman, I put her in the same ship as, what's that man name? Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, and a couple other folk. Yeah, she's, I think she's a little bit worse than those individuals, though, because she really doesn't care what's coming out of her mouth. She really doesn't. Ebony. What's going on? Go on and raise your hand so we can get a conversation going on. I like to start off a conversation with the ladies one night tonight, huh? Let the ladies run the show for a moment. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah, let's do that. Hello, Miss Ebony. How you doing this evening?
I'm okay. I was just listening in. I wasn't expecting to take part. I was just trying to listen to you.
Well, I mean, you beat the guys in tonight, so, you know, you can get started. They get in here and try and take over. You know how they go. They're still searching right now.
They're probably tired tonight after all that talking this week. That's for sure.
And that's for sure?
Yeah. How you doing anyway?
I'm doing wonderful. I tell you, it was a beautiful day here.
Okay.
Not too hot and not too cold. It was nice.
Where are you?
I'm in Texas.
Okay, well, you're lucky to be in Texas, of course. Good weather.
Oh. Okay.
Although it's been mild in London, I have to say. It's been much colder these last weeks, but today was very mild. The sun shone a little. We got out the 0 degrees, and it's refreshing, but I got home early. Like, you know, when you have that kind of weather that's so cold normally and then it warms up, it's also, it just makes you go to a different level. I don't know. You feel like either you want to go out or you want to go to bed, and I chose to go to bed. So there you go. Yeah, but it's good because it means that the weekends are not going to be fairly decent, and you can plan a little bit. You can go to parties knowing that you're not going to come out and freeze to death. And it's a little bit more fun if you want to do shopping or something or go to church, whatever. So,
oh, okay.
It's good. It's good. It's all good.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. let me get, since we got you on the line, I'm going to ask you a question. What is your definition of what they call it? Dang it. What's the conversations we had? You know what I'm trying to ask you, Ebony.
No.
What is your definition of the perfect man for you? The perfect man. What would the perfect man be?
Oh, there isn't a perfect man. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. In your eyes, what would be a man that stands out to you
comes
that you look to have?
Stands out. Okay. So, a man that's really honest, fun. I like a lot of fun. I like someone with a really great sense of humor because I've got a bit of a sense of humor. Well, I can have when I choose to. I like someone who can smile a lot. Someone who doesn't take themselves too seriously, you know. Someone smart, intelligent, that's important. Mature but not old. Do you get that one? Mature but not old?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, what else? I'm not one of these people about height, weight, whatever, it doesn't bother me really. As long as that person is very confident in who they are. Confidence is very sexy. Okay.
Okay.
So I think if someone is confident, it doesn't matter. You think if you know what you're doing, and maybe as a woman I can kind of, you know, I can allow you to lead and I'm not afraid to follow. Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's my thing. There's no massive list, and you don't. I have only ever dated black men, so. Who knows? I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. I got another question to ask you, but let this other call in first. I got another question to ask you.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess they went. They stepped out for a minute. Okay. All right, Ebony. Well, when they come back, we'll talk to them. Hello.
Hey, you forgot, Eric. Hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, you forgot. We are actually computer experts.
Oh, okay.
Just because we complain about, you know, something that changed doesn't mean we can't navigate it. We actually surf the computer genre or the World Wide Web. We know how to get wherever we need to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how to do what we need to do with computers. You understand that, right?
I understand that.
Yeah, I heard you say, well, they're just trying, as if we're antiquated shit. We know computers inside and out. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah, I know, but this new format drives me crazy. Drove me crazy.
Well, yeah, it's just this new format, and we don't like it because they shifted it, and we didn't like that. But it doesn't mean we're not resourceful vis-a-vis computers. Now, I'm speaking for myself. Presumably, Joe is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I see you shifting a little bit, Eric. I don't know what has happened, if it's dealing with getting our listenership or whatever to women. And I notice it's the politically correct position to take. But I would suggest that we do a show on resolution. Because that's what we're licking around the edges, how to resolve something. And a lot of men and women are not versed in how to resolve issues. That's the reason issues are so reoccurring, and that's the reason issues tend to be stable within people's lives. They don't know how to resolve them. There are techniques to thinking. Thinking is not just natural. It is a learned process. And the same thing is true with problem resolution. So I know we've never done a show specifically dealing with problem resolution, but it's clear to me that most people that come on the show do not understand problem resolution. Now, some of the people are what you call agents of confusion. They don't want a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll do anything to interject confusion. Now, that's what you call an evil person. Generally, that is demonstrative of evil. I think most people are just ignorant as to how to solve problems. And then they have the issue of ego that will not allow them to bend the knee, as it were, to learn how to address a particular problem. But there are some evil people that call into the show. They are evil. E-V-I-L. And
you know,
I reserve. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what?
It's not that I'm shitting. I want to get to a resolution, but I feel that in order to do that, we have to have the ladies' input on it.
No. Yeah. That's absolutely wrong. Because the ladies are sworn. The ladies are sworn by practice and socialization to not arrive at a fair conclusion. Because with the ladies, it's power. Now, a lot of them are not evil. They're just stupid and naive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, now you disagree with me that the ladies should be included in the men arriving at a resolution to the issues of male-female relationships, correct?
Right.
Yeah, but you haven't thought this through. The ladies, like I said, are not going to agree with any resolution that minimizes their power.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, I know you are somewhat a reflective man, and that's the reason I'm going straight for your spirit, your mind, your understanding. The ladies are not, see, it's not in their best interest to arrive at a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Because any conclusion, particularly a fair conclusion, would be a diminution of their power.
Okay.
Did I hear someone else say,
mm-hmm.
Who is that? Who, identify yourself, alien, I mean person of interest. Who is this saying whom? Is this Empress?
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I detected your oom.
Yeah, Eric, I was just wondering if, you know, some people are always on BS. You know, if BS is their first, second, and last kind of conversation.
May I define, are you Empress, just for a moment? When you finish, let me know when you finish, and then I'm going to define you and see if you agree.
I'm glad I'd be happy for you to do that because, you know what, hey, I don't need anybody to define me. I actually can define myself quite clearly if I need to. But,
okay.
You know, you need to define other people. And you know what, the mirror of your life is your own reflection. You know that, don't you? So whatever you, some of the stuff that you're putting out there, just know that you're talking about yourself, okay? And it is really always your own conversation and your own definition of people. I try not to go there because I think we're all different. I think sometimes, you know, the good thing about life is that we can learn from each other. We can learn from our experiences. We can learn from our knowledge about self and about the world. And I think it's an opportunity when you get into any space where other people are to just learn and respect people in that space. So, I totally respect you, Mr. Solutions. I think I listen to you. I don't always agree with you. And some of it, a lot of it, I may define as BS, but that's your story. You know, you got to keep doing your thing, whatever it is. And, more power to you guys. Enjoy your conversation. I mean, tonight I was really listening. Eric said, did I want to come in? And I'm happy to have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's always good to keep respecting the room. Respect. You know, men and women can always get along and can always learn from each other, but respect is so important. So please go ahead and define me. I would never define you except your conversation, which may demean someone else. And, you know, you're bordering on that, you know. So that's the reason why I call it BS, whatever you're saying.
Well, this is what you have to understand, Empress. You and I follow different paths.
Oh, yeah.
Society dictates that. And I'm good at what I do. In fact, I'm damn good. And I'm a winner. I win. Now, I don't play outside the rules to win, but you can be damn sure if I'm in a contest, I'm going to win it.
Well, you
so
know what?
What I'm saying to you is that there are a lot of things that you as a woman are not privy to. There are a lot of things outside of your scope of understanding. You're not equal to a man, unfortunately. I want that to change. You're not equal to a man by performance, although the law gives you, well, so you're in England, so that's somewhat of a different scenario. But understand, I'm speaking in America. And in America, while the law gives women equal rights, it doesn't require them to exercise equal responsibility. And presumably you are familiar, you've heard us talk about the lifting on the ban of women in ground combat. Presumably you've heard about that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did you look into it to any degree?
No. I have no interest in it, really.
You understand that our American Constitution is founded upon the ability of the executive branch and the legislative branch to order the military to protect those rights. You understand having rights without the power to enforce them is meaningless, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the fact that women have equal rights and we're not responsible to engage in ground combat to protect the rights of our citizens vis-a-vis our Constitution, you understand that was a deficit on the part of women, correct?
If you
Who
say
is
so,
this person?
If you say that.
Who is this person?
I don't know. Is that Michael or someone?
No. Who is the person talking? Not the woman, the man.
Oh.
This is Mr. Solution, if you're speaking to me. Who are you?
I'm trying to find out what... I've heard you speak before, and she's correct. You have no respect for...
All right, what you need to do is shut up.
Excuse me.
You sound like somebody who's wearing panties.
Me.
Are you wearing panties?
Excuse me.
Are you wearing women's
Excuse
underwear?
Me. Eric put me on so I could talk. Now it's time for you to listen.
Wait a minute. Is this Joe?
Yeah, it is. All right. So.
Doggone it, Joe. I had to check into my sixth sense again. How are you, man?
Okay. All right.
Oh, good. Did you like that, asking the guy with the British accent, was he wearing panties?
No, so I'm British, so I don't care. I always wear panties, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh, I like the way, Joe, you're in touch with your feminine side. Well done.
No, thank you very much.
Good for you.
Well, yes. Y'all on some special stuff tonight, boy. Y'all really are.
Yeah.
On some special stuff.
Hey, Goofy, I see you out there. We know how to have fun. Let me tell you, I just only drop in here. The only reason I come here to provide a perspective that I know the other men cannot.
Mm.
That's the only reason I show up. I'm actually an introvert. And
really?
Sorry.
but in any case, what's the topic tonight?
Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe
any topic. It's whatever, right?
Oh, any topic? Oh, okay.
Gentlemen, happy Baller Friday.
Can I suggest a topic?
Topic, Joe. What do you want to talk about? What I was telling Empress is, and what I was telling Eric, is I see that he's slipping over to the politically correct side. We are very sensitive to that. As men and as men rights activists.
What I'd like to do is always, just because we were just about to approach that at the end of Eric's show last time, when I think it was either Enlo or maybe Michael, because I asked people about numbers, about the number of women that they thought would make good relationship material versus the number of men. I think it was either Enlo or Michael who said, no, it was Supreme, who said 90% of men do not make good relationship material. And then I asked him, if everybody remembers, Ebony, you weren't here. I asked him, what percentage of women make lousy relationship material? You said 90%. Well, if both 90% men and both 90% women are supposed to be lousy at creating relationships, it's no freaking wonder why relationships don't work. Yet people keep dancing around the issue.
Yeah, but see, Joe, this is where the error comes in, if you don't mind my saying so. You force them into a very uncomfortable and unknown area. They had no knowledge of that. You force – see, those guys, and I'll say it to their faces, they don't know what they're talking about. They've never really been challenged to approach this from a resolution standpoint. So they just argue –
Well, you know,
in perpetuity, because they don't know what else to do.
Well, then, Rich, it's your responsibility, my response, especially with your title, and my responsibility with my interest, to try to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, let me tell
you. Good luck.
That's why, and I don't say this in a mean way, I wanted to send, what's his name, Lowe? I can never hear his name clearly spoken. What is his name? Something Low?
Yeah,
N-O-O.
All right.
N-O-O. Low.
Okay, Low, Low. That's the reason I sent him home because, well, the statement I said to him potentially sent him home. Because he's here arguing with us, and he's saying, hey, you guys don't have a woman. Well, the point, you do, but you're not with her. You're right here with us.
So
and
let's get down.
You don't have a woman.
Let's get down to the solution tonight.
Yeah, that's like a crocodile with some alligators. It just doesn't mix.
Who's that, Goofy?
You know what I mean?
Is that GB?
happy
Let me tell
Friday,
you, I
gentlemen.
Love it when Goofy Bones shows up. He's not he doesn't get contest too strongly, but he says who he really is, and he acquiesces to the truth. He admits to the truth. Okay, so go ahead, Joe. Proceed with getting to the nitty-gritty.
All right. The truth is, the reason why relationships do not work is because of, and again, people are going to contest this, I believe that women are the architects of their own self-destruction. Meaning, if you have a good woman, right, supposedly now, a good woman, a man who's a good man is going to appreciate that good woman. Yes or no? Just give me simple yes or no. No?
Yes!
Okay.
No.
Fuck yes.
Guys,
no.
Guys, yeah, boys, girls, guys, gentlemen.
Fucking yes.
Ebony, is that yes?
No, I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm just listening. I just
want
to
now you don't
want to
say shit.
you want me to say yes or no?
All right. No, never mind. If you don't
you
want to
have
say
a flaw
yes,
in your calculations.
Ebony, don't.
You have a flaw in your calculations, sir.
Okay, fine.
Hey,
Michael, before we go into the calculations, can you answer that question, yes or no?
No.
So you're saying a good man will not appreciate a good woman?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's another thing. None of you fuckers listened.
Okay.
I didn't mention numbers my last question.
Okay,
so if a good man can appreciate a good woman, the obverse of that is that supposedly – A good woman can appreciate a good man. Okay. Now, how many people are going to say yes or no to that question?
A lot of people are going to say yes.
Well, how about a yes or a no, fellas, instead of waiting for somebody?
Well, wait a minute. Empress interrupted you. You have to restate the question.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to her.
No, everybody said everybody. Has everybody here got ears?
Hey, Joe, we didn't hear you. Empress
you didn't
interrupted
hear me. Okay.
You.
Hey,
please
guys,
understand
okay.
the mechanics.
I'm waiting for your conclusion. I want to hear the conclusion.
Oh, for God's sake. In other words, nobody really wants to learn.
No, we didn't. I didn't hear you.
All right, I'll restate it. Everybody said yes, a good guy is going to appreciate a good woman, right? Ostensibly a good guy is going to appreciate ostensibly a good woman.
Yes.
Okay, well, a good woman ostensibly appreciate a good guy.
Yes, because that's why she's a good woman, in my references.
Now, what's the definition, in short, guys, not big philosophical fucking deal, in about three bullet points, what's a good woman?
Well, my answer to that was no. A woman, you say she's good. I'm going to say, based on her socialization, no, she doesn't appreciate a good
okay,
man.
Okay, so we got a no here.
Hold on. First of all, hold on. Listen to what you're saying. I want you to
Michael.
Slow down and listen. Okay.
Yes
I'm
or
listening.
No? Yes, you said, right?
Right.
Okay, so and very briefly, so we can go all the way around and give everybody a chance so that I don't have to take up all the, you know, all this, all the room, all the space.
Hey,
all the
Joe,
time.
We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so Michael, what's a good woman? 3 or 4 bullet points.
Oh, to me, what a good woman is someone who can listen.
Okay.
Someone who is intimate. That means
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Intimate
listen,
and honest.
Intimate. Set third one. She can listen. Well, she can be intimate with her partner. What's the third bullet point?
In a finances. She has to wear good finances. Finances.
She finances? Okay. All right.
Finances
okay,
are good. She has to ever be good with finances.
All right, Ebony, what's your definition of a good woman? 3 or 4 bullet points.
For me?
Okay.
Yeah, no, oh. Ebony.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. A good woman.
People ask
a good... okay, for a man, a good woman should be... a woman who's honest.
Okay.
A woman who can be a good friend, stroke, lover.
Okay.
Mother, teacher.
Right.
All the rest of it.
Third one.
And a woman that is true to who she is, true to herself.
Okay. Remember all your answers, guys. Okay, Goofy.
Okay.
Very 3 bullet points.
Okay. Understanding.
Okay.
Adventurous.
Okay.
And loving.
All right. Eric, how about you?
Oh, about me? Huh? I was just listening. Why you got to get me into this? Okay,
come on,
no
Eric.
Problem. No problem. Here go.
Come on,
she's gotta
Eric.
Be, she's got to be my friend
right.
and my lover.
Right.
Because, you know, she's got to be my friend.
Right.
Okay, number 2 is she's got to have my back. You
right.
know, she's got to have my back no matter what. We in the thick and thin. A lot of die, as they say. And
oh.
and the third one. I forgot what the third one was. I got to talking. The third one. She has to be confident in herself, and she has to know what she wants and where she's headed.
Okay, now, all, guys, remember all your answers. Rich, what about you? 3 bullet points. Okay, he went to get
a sandwich. I don't think he has any.
All right. Here's
he's antisocial.
Okay.
I muted myself. She's self-supporting.
Okay.
She is a good listener, and she's available to me.
Okay, all you guys are right. That would make up the qualities of a good woman. Now, we all know that. I'm not going to disagree with any of the qualities that you have, except for the knowing finances. I'm not even going to disagree with that. I just think that's a tangible instead of an intangible that she brings to the table. It's a good one. Here's what
I'm going
to agree with Rich. Now, remember, ostensibly, we all agree, a good guy will appreciate a good woman. All of you believe a good guy, a good girl is going to appreciate a good guy. For how long do you honestly believe that a good guy, a good girl, will appreciate a good guy without getting bored, without playing games? How many of you believe that a woman will not start to play games or start to get bored with the good guy? Will not get bored or play games with the good guy?
Okay. I got this one.
Oh, man, it's like we got to come with a clipboard every time we come to the show.
No, I'm trying, but see,
Let me get this one. All right, now, number one, Joe, I believe that if that man that she's seeing pays mm-hmm. her the attention that he paid her when he was out there chasing her and spending time with her, she won't get bored. Because he's paying her that attention.
Okay, all right. Now, that theoretically is correct. All right, Eric, I got your answer. Michael, can you make it as brief as Eric's?
Because what?
If the girl is with a good guy, do you believe that the girl will start to try to find drama on her own, even though the guy's a good guy, or if not trying to find drama, will play games with the guy? In other words, let me make this really, really short. A good guy with a good girl will appreciate a girl a hell of a lot longer and a hell of a lot stronger than a good girl, supposedly a good girl. Somebody with all those qualities, all of you mentioned, will appreciate a good guy because she needs drama. She needs to play games. Plus, she's entitled. Now, I know.
I agree with that.
But well, see, you agree, Rich. You and I both agree. But
no, I'm just saying, I'm just reaffirming. I agree with what you just said.
Right.
But nobody
see,
else here does, and that's the
no,
problem.
Because I can't do it because I would never blame no situation in any relationship on one person. I will never do it. I can't. See, listen, I just want to say something. Let's say we got 10% of the men are good, 10% of the women are good. Listen,
right.
Listen, this in this country. That means that we're still outnumbered, Joe. If that, let's say 10% of the men represent a million people.
Right.
And let's say 10% of the women represent 7 million women. So you have 1 million women, 1 million men can find out 7 million women. We're still outnumbered.
See, Michael is full of shit.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, listen to what I'm saying. No, listen to what I'm saying. Sometimes. No,
I
got to
go ahead and say this. Michael, number one, has a woman in abeyance. He's not going to marry her. He's protecting himself. See, Michael is the agent of confusion.
Well, no, according to you, me protecting myself,
let's
you as a lawyer,
topic,
you would be giving
otherwise
me advice,
we're
going
to do this round robin.
Michael is not going to answer the question.
As an attorney, you tell
Michael
me
is
to
not
protect
here.
My place, wouldn't you? Wouldn't
Michael
you
is not here to find resolution.
What well, no,
not Michael.
Let's stay on
the
topic.
I'm here to put my two cents in it.
But Joe,
this
that
guy.
Is the topic.
I'm
You're asking Michael questions. Michael
find,
is not going to agree.
Rich,
no,
I'm
pass,
going to find
pass,
the
pass,
flaw
please.
In the argument.
Hey, go ahead.
You can't find a flaw, Joe.
I can
I'm speaking
because,
out
Michael, you're not using percentages correctly, and you're also misrepresenting yourself, because here's what you said. You said if 10% of women, men are over a million, and another 10% of women are 7 million, that's what you first started. That's the misrepresentation of the statistics that I was using. And then right after that, you said, again, if 10% of men are a million, and then you switched it around from 10% of women being 7 million to a million. So it shows you.
No,
not
I never said that. Hold on, hold on.
You
if
did,
I said
Mike.
It, well, if I did, I'm letting you know I misinterpreted myself. Listen
what
I'm to saying,
what I'm
Joe.
Saying.
Last night
say...
we talked about 30-30. And either way, if you get 30% of men. No, I'm just talking about yesterday, but I'm talking about
all
today.
Right.
If you
today.
Can say 10% of men, look, we're outnumbered. So either way, if you can say, if you say 10% of men. Is this number, and 10% of women is this number. We're all outnumbered. So us men, we
no,
always have
no,
our
no,
selective
no.
food. We do.
No, no, no. You're taking the percentages.
Whatever happened to wet pussy is good pussy.
You're
whatever
taking
happened.
Percentages
wow.
and
oh
you're
my
applying
God.
It to a different category. When I'm talking about if 10% of men are good, well, first off, I'm saying 75%. If you want to take your percentages, if 10% of men are good and 10% of women are good. That means only 10% of both genders are good. So
right, and we're still outnumbered as far as women
right,
because they
okay.
outnumber us regardless.
If,
that's a
right.
fact. That's a
if
fact
you,
of nature.
Even if you want to use the 7 million, if you've got first off, not 1 million men are in the United States.
First of all, I use that as an example, a ballpark example.
All
okay,
right.
I'm
well,
not speaking. I use that as an educator would do. I'm just using that as
okay,
an example.
Okay, I got it. We have to correct it. Out of two, out of three.
I gave that as a visualization. That's all. I gave you a visualization.
All right.
That's all.
So can we correct it and move on?
Right. We can.
Can I answer the question?
But sure, Ebony. Go right ahead.
Okay. So maybe my question may be about the whole question of good, you know, a good woman or a good man, that whole word, the word that you're using, good, okay? I see good as someone who understands how the other person operates or
okay.
how what works for the other person who you're in the relationship with,
right.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to call the person bad, maybe you're saying what they're doing is against what works for that person in the relationship.
Yeah.
So I believe that each person has, you know, there are generalizations, but there are, you know, we all have different
yeah.
ways
mm-hmm.
that of in a relationship that things that will work for us and things that may not work if the other person doesn't play to our game, as it were. So I think what it is it's about that person, okay, if it's a man, it's a man, and this is what has, and I don't like to talk about
what everybody else does, because I only know about what has worked for me, okay? So whenever I've been in a relationship with someone where it has worked because that person has been very clear about what works for them and
okay,
what
Lowell, your mic
work
open.
For them, right?
Thank you, Sarah.
So when a guy is absolutely clear that this is how it is, okay, I want a drama-free relationship, you know, when you do this, this doesn't work for me or that doesn't work for me, do you know what, from the step-off, I know what the rules are. I know what will work with that relationship. And I think the best relationship I probably have ever had was with someone who was that clear. And then when things start to fall down, so when you decide, and women do, because we have our emotional days, we are more emotional than you guys are, when you decide that you're going to step off into your emotional stuff and it doesn't help the relationship, it's about the other person helping you to step back on without there being any, you know, there doesn't have to be a major falling out. It's just, look, this doesn't work for me, and this
well, right.
breaks
well,
the engagement.
Okay, so far. And first off, Venlo came in. So, Venlo, why don't we
so
get Venlo?
You never become bad. You never become bad because actually.
What are you talking about, this emotional stuff? We can't get emotional. What do you mean by this emotional stuff,
no,
man?
No, what I'm saying is, when I say emotional, okay, I'm saying sometimes because of the way that we're
so we can't get emotional, ma'am?
No,
we can't get emotional.
Hold on. I'm not saying that you can't get emotional. What I'm saying is the way that women are socialized, sometimes we will pander more to a certain behavior because that's what we've seen other people do. That kind of works for them. So
just what you want. Just so I can get
you
want
to yell at a man and a man to be quiet. That's what
so
you
let me
want.
Let me give you examples. So
no, hold on.
Sometimes,
Ebony. Hey,
what page are we on?
And then you came in with, of course, you know, your particular definition and fine. But the
yeah,
thing is, Enlo just got here. You've said what you've said on, you know, other shows and here before. I am going to try, and I doubt if I'll be successful because I'm not the host of the show with the mute button. I am going to try to get down to the core, the nitty-gritty, and the solution today, but I can't do it if everybody's going to interrupt everybody else.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you don't mind, Enlo just got here. Let's give him the courtesy of a few minutes of what he has to say, and then maybe I can get on track. Okay, Enlo, anything you want to say?
Oh, I'm still here with
me. Hello all. How's everybody doing?
All right, Enlo.
Actually, N-O-L-O. Right.
What does it say it again?
N-O.
N-O, sorry.
New Orleans. Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Well, all right. So I guess we're on this relationship thing again. Huh?
Oh, I can say no. Okay.
Well, we're trying. I'm trying to get down to the nitty-gritty today.
Okay. So I tell you what. I'm glad I'm talking to you because today I was thinking about some of the things you said on another show. Quick question for you. When you say you don't want someone that's always nagging and whining, you have to be more specific because that's a generalization. So what exactly do you mean?
I mean somebody who doesn't whine about, oh, I broke my nail, and then goes on and on. Somebody doesn't have to whine about traffic. Somebody doesn't have to whine about the same old shit day in and day out. Somebody doesn't want to whine about everything and anything that just comes to mind, just so she can get attention. And when it comes to nagging, I don't want anybody nagging me about irrelevant bullshit. I like fun. I don't whine.
Okay.
I don't nag. I don't want my woman to whine and nag. I expect her to be a strong woman who, when she gets something which bugs her. Get rid of it. Let it go. Have fun.
Oh, okay.
Fucking bug me about the same bullshit.
So you want a woman to be a carbon copy of yourself?
Just about. Mm-hmm.
Well, goddamn, man. I mean.
Well, what's wrong with that? I want to be the type of man
something?
That attracts the type of woman that I am and that I want.
But
well,
see, I just want to say this. Now, I'm not just getting on this, man. I'm not a woman. I'm a man, too. But this, Low, is how what I'm saying is, And you got to make sure the thing that she's not bugging you for is the thing that she's asked you to do and you haven't done. Because sometimes us men can do that.
Good
too.
Point, Mike.
And
I don't
we don't
do that.
Listen. I'm not saying you low. I'm just speaking in general. So that's what I'm saying, low. Sometimes we got to check that. You never, ever.
Yeah.
I'll listen to you. I'll be quiet. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. If a woman asks me to do something and I can do it and it doesn't cost a lot of sacrifice, right? I'm going to do it. Why? I want to please her.
But a lot of men ain't like that.
A lot of men aren't like that. They should be. A lot of women.
And some good men may turn out and don't start doing it too. That's why I say you never can blame it on one.
Well, and I agree with you, Mike. I don't blame it just on women. I say 25% of men are fucked up. 75% of men, they can't find a good woman because 95 is a very, very generous percentage. I say 95 to 99% of women are not happy in a happy relationship.
Well, you know, in that situation, I've kind of partially, maybe in a roundabout sort of kind of way, agree with you because, like, if you say that they're not in a happy relationship, well, the thing is you have to define what's happiness.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say they weren't in a happy relationship.
Say if their relationship is good, but yet, you know, their friend is having, you know, a worse relationship. She brings that into the relationship.
She is bringing a couple of things into all American women. They are bringing their sense of entitlement, which their sense of, since I'm entitled, I can do whatever I want because with impunity, because the law's on my side, as Rich likes to talk about.
Hold on. You know, I'm going to say this, man. You know, I'm going to say
this.
You
can't say all, Rich.
Well, hold up. Goddamn.
Go ahead.
Because yesterday, Mr. Solutions said that he would like to hear a conversation between me and my wife because, quote unquote, I'm on with the guys on Blog Talk. But I say that my relationship is great. Well, in all actuality, my relationship is just like anyone else's, a work in progress. You're always trying to make it better. I mean, we have a good relationship. I think so. And if you ask her, maybe she'll say the same. I don't know. But until I hear something different, then, hey, it doesn't really fucking matter. So the point is, your relationship is going to be, like I told you before, your relationship is going to be what you put into it. Yeah. And if you put enough of yourself into it and say, hey, you know what? Normally I would act a fool about this, but I'm not going to say anything. Hey, you know, you're either going to be the guy that's going to go out there and have a good time or you're going to sit on the wall and be a wallflower. You say you like to dance, so the only thing is now that you probably should want to do is, hey, let your guard down just a little bit. I'm not saying go out tricking and giving all your money away. No. But what I am saying is, hey, some of your quote-unquote standards that you have to live by, relax on some of that bullshit.
My standards.
When you go into a place, if you have a collared shirt on with a tie on, pull your knot down just a little bit and get some ass. Don't go in all tight ass.
You're going in tight ass. Get
the assumptions, but here's the thing. My standards are very, very rational and reasonable.
Well,
they're the
you,
same
you,
standards
you, you
that most
that
guys have. Most guys do not want a woman who wants to whine, wants to nag, and play games.
Let me tell you one thing. I don't mean no harm.
I don't want that dysfunction.
I think it's a dysfunction for a grown man at a certain age that he got his own shit, that he, I don't care if he doesn't want to get married, at least have a woman on his side that he can go to and chill, and I'm sorry, have some affection with. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the way it is, Mike.
Now, if it's a long period of time, me personally, in between my relationships, I take 6 months because when I was in my relationships, it's never over nobody else. I mean, after I got out of my mind, it was never over nobody else's because communication. But I'm just saying,
I know,
to me, I think it's a little.
The bottom line. A good guy cannot find a good woman with which he can just play, have a good time, and that's it. Can't.
Ooh.
Not in today's society. A good woman, supposedly, can find a good man. But then the supposedly good woman, according to all of your definitions, and all of your definitions were correct. A good woman is one who's understanding, a friend's got your back, blah, blah, blah. They'll all do that if they're in love. They'll all do that if they want you to be with them. They'll all do that. But once they have you, what do? 99% of the women in America and even Ebony from across the pond will create drama, will create whining and nagging and do something for the sake of negative stimulation.
So, well, I want to ask this one, what are you going to do about it? Since you know all this,
exactly.
I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do about it? Now, I'm listening. I shut the hell up.
Find
he's addressing
woman.
The issue right now. That's what he's doing about it.
Yeah, I'm discussing
the
issue.
Yeah, but right now, you and Mr. Solution, y'all kind of like Batman and Robin with this thing, and
exactly.
You know I don't want to put this on you, Joe, but like
don't
I
put
told
it on me.
I can defend myself.
Listen.
I know. Listen, I don't want to put this one on you, but like I said yesterday to him, he's sitting at home looking at my free cams and all this other freaky ass shit, masturbating while other real men are going out having fun.
Enlo, Rich is going to be here in about a couple of minutes because he's already here. He's just getting something to eat. He'll be back,
and then
you and he can have it out. But as far as you and me, that's not a problem because man wants that bullshit. We put up with it. Most men do not start the bullshit. Look at your own relationships. Look at your brother's relationships. Look at your cousins. Look at your father's. How many men, for the sake of no reason whatsoever, will come inside the house after work and start bullshit? Now, I'm not saying that they don't, but take a look at it. Look at the root cause. Sometimes a husband will come home, and because of the bullshit he got from his wife the other day, is now got to come home and do some retaliatory measure. But most men do not want bullshit, do not want anything but harmony. And if
that's
there is harmony,
that's why I'm
the
way I am.
I'll say some men, because you got some whole ass guys out there, man.
I agree with you, but you're going to say, I think you were one of the guys yesterday. You said like 90% of, like, I think you agreed with Supreme. 90% of the guys are going to go when they have a good girl on their arm that they respect, they love, they like, they understand, and she respects him back, she likes him back, they're going to start bullshit? You're telling me a guy is going to start bullshit with a good woman just for the sake of doing it?
I didn't say that. Well, that all
you know
depends
what, guys,
on. Listen, man. It all depends.
Here we go.
It
all depends because some people. It all depends on what you like. You say it all
men
depends.
Men are hardwired, regardless whether it's nature or nurture, to protect and provide, to entertain the woman, and try to make sure she's kind of happy in any way that the man can provide in a rational way. I think we can agree to that.
Is that one woman?
Is that one woman in his life?
All right,
like
look, that's my philosophy. You guys can either take it or leave it. Take a look at your own relationships and everybody else's, and then just ruminate about it for a while. Let them marinate.
Hold on. I'm going to speak fact. In all of my relationships, it wasn't just because of her. It's some shit I did, too. I'm being real and honest with you guys. There's no motherfucking way that I can say in any relationship that I didn't do shit neither. I cannot.
You know something, Mike?
I cannot. So what you saying don't make shit, yo. You're not being, yo. You never had nobody like that. Because you cannot look honest, brother. Brother, you cannot be, brother, when you say all women in America, when you said the word all, I knew you was a loose cannon, son. That's why you don't, Matt, listen, you need to lighten up and listen with the bad, I have to say no low. When I say no low, you can't get mad to me now, low. But listen, that's what he was saying. You need to loosen up because you, look, no one would fit just, if you're saying all women in America like that, you're saying that you're going to find another woman somewhere else.
Well, I don't care where I find her.
No, the thing is that
I've also, in my relationships, I've started bullshit too. And you know what? As far as the chick was concerned, that enhanced the relationship. When I was just nice and respectful, and I wanted to play, and I treated her well because she was just a sweetheart. She didn't like it. She, I mean.
And that woman have you saying the word
cheese,
all. That's sad. Don't have that, no,
man.
Games, no, man.
They always try to aggravate.
Hey, one
life
person at a time, please.
Okay, and now I'm finished, and you guys can take over.
Hold on. Let me bring 708 in. Let me bring Chris in.
708 sounds like a female number.
Oh, no, okay. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Hello, I am a man. How is everybody doing? Okay.
He's doing fine.
Hi.
All right, that's good. Just getting in the conversation.
What's crack a lagging?
Man, you know, it's all right. It's all right, you know. This is a conversation about how, you know, one of the guys said, you know, when you nice to a woman, when you first start in, they'll fuck with you. They'll push you over and press buttons. And in a way, that's a positive note right there because I could testify with that. I've been with this sister for about 4 months. And when she first came around me, you know, she just bullshit me, you know, who the hell you talking to? And I'd be real nice. But then lately, you know, I started, you know, getting real aggressive, but, you know, not abusive or nothing. I'm like, you know, where you been or where you going? You know, then the attitude changed. Once, you know, I start, like, being real firm in my
exactly
and having a nice tone in my voice, I start getting a little bit more nice, almost, she's submissive. She's a submissive woman.
That's right. She became more acquiescent.
Changed
that's right.
In the last 2 weeks, you know. I don't like that. And we stay in two different places. She knows I don't like that she's staying out at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She did it one night. She called me, hey, babe, I'm just getting in. Why are you just getting in at 2 o'clock in the morning? What's the problem? I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. Me and my sister, we can't. Don't do that shit no more. You know, you a lady. You don't be hanging around bars. And
there you go.
Niggas at night like that shit. I won't do it again, boo. I'm sorry.
Is this your main squeeze? Are you with her? Are you planning on settling down with her? Because she's a grown woman, yo.
Yeah,
is she a grown woman? If you don't have no conflict with her, you telling her like you gonna wife her up or something.
What
don't play her along.
Mike, what he's saying is that when he was a good guy, when he didn't do anything. The girl at the beginning was nice. Now she's trying to push buttons. Why? In order to get this kind of a spot so that he can come back and become the negative man. That's what she wants. That's
well, she
the kind
crazy,
of bullshit
though.
That I don't think most men want to go through.
She like that. Can I say something?
Being negative. In a good way, though.
I don't think she wants to be negative. She doesn't want him to be negative. She wants him to man up to the relationship.
That's what she wants him to do. That's another thing you freaking broads got to learn something about. You know? You can't always try to put men in your male roles.
But wait a minute. Wait. You know, I was listening to what Chris, it's Chris, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. I was listening to what Chris said. And you know why, Chris, you know why everything changed? Because you laid down what your standards or your parameters were going to be.
Standard.
That's not what happened.
That is what happened,
no,
bro.
Eric told us what happened. She was trying to please him.
He did not let her know what he expected from her.
Right.
I didn't have no expectations.
That's not it.
Exactly.
So when she started, when I first saw her, you know, we talked a little bit throughout the neighborhood and everything. Real nice sister, got a job. You know, she paralegal and whatnot. Big booty girl. You know, nice looking, 43, look like she's 26, big breasts and everything. I hit it the first 4 or 5 days, so my nose is wide open. She got me wide open. So I didn't really have any expectations but the man. Now, 4 months later, hey, hold on, what's going on? Now, you know, she's standing in line like a soldier.
Yeah, because she knows what you expected from her now.
And if he was a nice gentleman about it and he set his boundaries out there, she'd be gone. But because he put his foot down, she's going to stay in that relationship because she wants this guy, as Ebony has so gracefully said.
Yeah, she wants. Yeah, I'm saying the truth. If a woman knows that
a man should not have to be pushed, should not have buttons pushed to be the man up.
No, I'm saying a man needs to set out his boundaries and he needs to be a man.
That's what you're saying.
No.
He said very explicitly.
See, what women try to do,
is they try to let her know that she's got this man who will put her in a place. That's bullshit. I don't want it. Any of you all who like it, deal with it.
You don't want to be a man in the relationship?
I don't like being a man who has to be put in a fucking role. Just because a woman wants me to do that. If a woman
exactly.
can accept a
Yo.
Man as being a human being without having to play that Hollywood role,
but
she
see,
is fucked
but,
up.
But see, I think we saw the solution, women. Though. We saw the solution about us being nice to guys.
No,
go
work.
Dutch.
Why
no,
you,
go
why?
Dutch.
Oh,
when you go Dutch, that opens
that's
up a lot of
shit. That's not the solution
shit.
To the problem because the vast majority of women, if you leave from one woman to go to another woman, you're only seeing the same woman in a different skirt.
Man, hold up.
Okay.
I just don't like this mentality that you have that you're using all and you're using
all
same
right. You
women
don't have to, but you're gonna. Everybody's going to go along with their normal life the way they are until
so,
they meet the age of 70, and then they're going to say, you
okay,
know what?
Hold up.
So
when
what
I was a younger
then?
Man, Joe was right.
And I told you. Hold up.
Solutions.
Oh.
Wow.
Goofy,
wow.
go ahead.
Don't you ever look
no,
at
no, me? It's all good. It is. You know, Joe's right, though.
I'll
you know, I mean, when women try to find the buttons to push, so just in case they have to push those buttons, they know where
yeah.
to push them. And it's sad. Because, you,
it
you know, a guy doesn't, you know, get into a relationship and right away thinks, okay, how am I going to fuck this chick over real quick? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Are you sure?
I'm dead sure. Okay, you know what? It is a part, you know, there is a percentage of men that looks at females and say, you know, this is like a dog bitch. I can really get up. I can really fuck with her head, clear her bank account. But, you know, that's on another, that's another kind of
no,
game.
That's
right there. That's
oh, those are scrap chicks. You're talking about those.
To be in control
see, you're talking about
right
the 300-pound women. You're talking about the real insecure women. The
we're
fat chicks that everybody wear for.
Because
all fat
go,
women need love, too.
Go, okay, I can look at a chick and go, you know what? Mm. Yeah, I have her account cleaned out in no time, but I don't choose to use that kind of power. You know, I'm just you know, I'm
shit,
I'm
karma
good
cut
at my,
I don't even
I got a good mouth
like that no
you know
more.
I can talk women's panties off in about 2 minutes. I got a good mouthpiece, but I'm like you know, want to be casual and get to know the sister and everything. It ain't about that no more. So yeah, some men can do that. You know, fuck with her head and get everything out and fuck up her credit. I've seen dudes do it. I don't like the
well, he hold on, but you can't see. But see, we're saying now, he didn't do it. She also did it. I mean, because you can't never say that he totally swindled her. Even
okay.
somebody on the stock market, a con artist, you have a con artist can't
right.
do nothing without your cooperation. So you never can blame it totally on a con artist. You never
exactly.
can. You never can.
Not entirely true.
You never can.
No,
let me tell you.
Can't
okay,
be a con
if you,
a con
says you have
very,
not verified
very well
a con,
so that the woman believes.
A con
that
says
time.
That you have not verified me. No verification.
No. A con man is very good at getting trust and confidence of the other person. Not
but,
just because.
But with no verification. The other
but
side has
no verification.
Verification because they're just going on belief. There's no facts. You have to stay with the facts. Remember, keep on saying that F-A-C-T.
What facts, Mike?
Facts when people bring
dream.
You.
A fantasy.
Like, for instance, when you meet a certain person, you can ask
look,
them certain
off the,
information.
We're off
you can give
the core
this.
Problem of what relationships are.
Okay.
Everybody's always dancing around the issue. I've already stated a number of times what I believe it is. Now, people can either believe it or not, but then... I'm still open
there's
to
no,
solutions. What are the solutions?
There's no, I mean, I understand
instead
what you're
about
saying.
About specific cases of a con man, what are the specific solutions that a man and a woman, in general, can get along?
Oh,
well,
what do we have
well,
to do?
Well, my solution is that you try and understand who you're dealing with. And not every woman is the same, but not every solution is the same. What I would say is that you get to know who the person is. And I hear what Goofy's saying, because there are a lot of women, okay, who are on that kind of tip around their behavior, right, that they want to push your buttons. But you need to assess really early, that's the kind of person I'm dealing with, so this is the way that I have to respond to make it work. Unfortunately, that's because we live in a world where women and men, right, are kind of affected by the environment that they're in. So, you know, you learn
exactly.
a lot of behaviors from your sisters. You learn a lot of behaviors from your brothers, okay? So you're going to play people
depend on where your mind is when you meet that person. So what I'm saying is you're never going to meet anyone who hasn't got some sort of issue going on. What you've got to do very quickly is assess what that is, work out whether it's going to work for you or not, and what the answer is.
All right,
now, if
Evan,
you want to be in the relationship.
Yeah, but
that,
I have a solution, though. I have a solution. See, we have to start about like this, but you said brothers and sisters, right?
Hey, wait a minute, Michael. Can she finish first?
I thought she was finished. I'm sorry. You took a long pause, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's not got it. All I'm saying is that so you work out what the game is for that person, and then you work out what your response will be if you want to stay in that relationship with that person. If you decide that, listen, what that person's coming to me with, that's a bunch of BS. I don't want to even go there. I don't want to entertain it. I don't want to respond to it because really I'm happy to get sick of you and letting you go. If that's the case, you let that person walk. If you want to be with that person, like you said, right, actually I like to be with you, but I think that maybe I'm different, then that's what I meant about manning up. The manning up I meant is working out that that's who that person is and this is how I need to be to work. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you can't, you know, that it's right that you have to do that. But you got to work what you find. That's what you found. Deal with it.
All right, let me ask you. Evan, you finished?
Right, I finished.
Can I say something, though, real quick? Mine is real short and sweet.
Okay.
Just real short and sweet. Sure. First of all, we have to know where, like you said, we know how to know where we are. And when we get with some people, there are some things that we can accept. Some things that we may not like about, just like she said, some things that we may not like really about some person, but we can accept it and let her say, you know what, she may nag about that, but she's really not nagging too much. But she may nag a little bit, but she's cool all the way. You know, she's not going to be zero nag free, you know what I'm saying? But she may do something like that. So, but it's certain nags that you may can take and certain nags that you can't take.
I agree that if
so,
a woman...
So it's some type of... Because nobody's a robot, brother. Mm. That's what I'm trying to say.
I agree, Michael. If a woman
you can never have this robot
bad,
picture in your head.
If,
and
if
what
if
we're
a woman
talking
is
10%
about, bad and 90% great, then, of course, you accept that woman. Okay,
but,
I agree.
But it goes back to what we were saying on the other show, standards. There's certain things that, just like you, for instance, there's certain things that you may nag, she may nag about,
Mike,
but you can...
Now, why is it when I agree with you, you keep on talking as though I didn't agree?
Okay, I'm quiet.
Now, Ebony, you have a certain philosophy about how you're going to deal with men, right? About how you're going to make your relationship work, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you've just stated it, and you're right. I mean, on other shows, you've done it. So, now that you have this philosophy, which either is fluid or it could be set in stone, I don't know which is which, how long do you think it'll take for you to find a good man, to find a man that's going to be your relationship material?
Well, you know, I have to say, in my lifetime, I found at least.
I know your history. You were married for 20 years. You just broke
right,
up
and
with
I
the
found,
guy.
And I found some good men in my life.
Right.
And the reason why I think, and I don't think they were good, i.e., you know, they didn't have that space to be bad men. Of course they had that space to be bad men. But I think it is about how you train someone to be with you. So you, if you're clear, look, you know,
I asked
clear,
you a specific question, sweetie. How long do you think it will take for you with your particular philosophy? You don't have to use anybody else's, your philosophy.
Okay.
Okay, and you've been
how
success,
long will it take me to
how
find
long do you think
man?
It'll take for you in the next, let's say in the next 2 months, for you to find somebody that will be relationship material for you?
Not very long. I've already found someone I think is very good.
Okay.
A relationship material. All right. But, you know, it depends on whether they're ready to come across the pond.
Oh, will you stop with the bullshit?
I'm surprised he answered that. I'm really surprised he answered that.
What? Hey, she's talking to somebody. What's going on?
You don't know who he's talking about?
No. Hey, oh, no. What's up? What's going on?
She's talking about me.
What? Hey,
she's kidding around, of course, but you know she's always doing that. You know, always deflecting the answer.
I'm surprised.
Doing that.
Look, you're a good man. Because the pot.
All right. That's still gonna be here.
And you know, when you go black, you never go back.
Yeah, thanks a hell of a lot, Ebony. I'm going to take that flight tonight. Okay? Yeah. All right, so guys, that's my philosophy, and I why don't you guys chop it up, and I'll listen.
See, these time limits, I'm going to say this and I'll be quiet. These time limits, I have no pressure. See, no one could ask me, how long with time? There's
you already
no time.
Got somebody, Michael. I wouldn't even ask you.
But I'm dealing with somebody, there's no time. There's no pressure.
Of course there isn't. You've got somebody. Why would I ask you how long it would take you to find somebody with your philosophy if you've already got somebody?
But I'm not saying that she makes it. I mean, I don't know if we me and her going to be together forever, though. That's what I'm saying, though, Lord. There's no pressure. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And
I don't have no pressure.
I understand.
And I think a lot of us men don't put too much pressure on it because we put pressure on it, we get into something, you know what I mean? We get into one of them women that you talk about.
Right.
But I wanted to say that, you know, if you want to find someone, okay, people, there are people everywhere that are good quality. The question is, do you want to put yourself out on the line? Do you want to, you know, do you want to get past that fear? Because the only fear that there can be is the fear that you have about who you are. That's how I see it.
Well, that's
right?
A very good philosophy.
If you want to step past yourself, because often it's yourself that gets in the way, it's all that conversation that you're having about what you think women are
No.
Okay. So if you're open, what are we waiting for? Let's just get
what
on
are
with
we
it.
Waiting for with me? pay my, if you want me so badly, pay my plane ticket, you bullshit artist.
You see the problem. Now it comes down.
Oh, hey, that's my problem.
That's another excuse. another excuse in the way.
That's my problem. I got to man up and pay my, the ticket you want me to take to go over to freaking UK. Yeah, that's a woman for you. God, you wind me and nag me as soon as I got off the plane. Jeez, I want to take the next plane back. In fact, I'd swim the English Channel to get away from you, I'm sure.
Conversation that gets in the way of you finding someone. Find someone. We're in a global world where you can work and be anywhere. Then
you can come over here, sweetie. Right? You know where Montana is?
I've been to the UK.
I've been to the UK. You haven't been to Montana, have you?
Into the U.S. in October.
I'll stop it. You know, that's the female bullshit. I'm not listening to you anymore.
There you go. You see, now I've taken away
hold
the
hold on, hold on. Excuse me, you live in Bartada?
Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder you're having women problems.
And there's plenty
there's nobody
of
out
women
there.
Out here.
There's no one in Montana.
Actually, country women are better than city women.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're real healthy.
They who?
And that's the thing, though. Yeah, you got to be the solo opposite.
You're right, Enlo. I mean, the there are subtle differences in the mentality between the country women and the city women.
Yeah, you got to be a little aggressive. Like I said, I'm in Chicago now because I just started recently.
Chicago? Oh, good luck.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I had to be a little aggressive with the one I got now. Where you going? You know, when I first started, I was really, like, soft, you know, Michael Jackson spoken type of, you know,
yeah,
man. I'm still polite, but I got to, like, you know, put a little.
You got to be firm. They want a man with a hand on their throat, practically.
Man up. Mm-hmm. Man up.
You know what?
I got to act like I'm a knocker ass out,
hold
but
it,
I'm not.
What you talking about, hand on their throat and bed or what?
No, I'm saying,
I got to act like I'm a knocker ass out.
That's right.
I'm not. You know, I'm
okay.
not going
to be in bed or what?
What he's saying is the woman is pushing the buttons in order to produce the man she wants. She wants who is, according to the British import over here, okay? And I'm saying a man should not have to be pushed to do that.
No,
she is trying to make him into her Hollywood hero instead of accepting him as he is.
But you know what? She be pissing me off sometimes. So it's like a natural thing going on. So I get pissed
nobody
off.
Hear me? Stop.
Sorry, Mr. Talk.
Okay. Golly. I'm just checking. Okay. Now, you know, I want to say something about that. You know, Chris say he's in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. Joe's in Montana, right? Yeah. Michael, you was in PA, right?
Right.
And Ebony, you in the UK. and Miss Solution in California. Now, in each of those places, and I'm in Texas, even the women are alike. You know, there are some women out there that need you to be, that want a man to be forceful, but that's not all women.
No.
And once you set, once you, the two of you get together and set standards and perimeters, then you have to go through all that. But that's something that goes, you know, that works out all the time. Of course, if you first meet, no, it's not going to be there. And yeah, that's like a child. Everybody going to try you. Now, they're going to try and see just how far they can go before you decide you ain't having it no more. Then you have a choice. Either you set the boundaries, let them know what you will take and what you won't take, or you just let them go.
Yeah,
of course. That's
and don't try to and don't try to change the stuff that you don't like. That
and apparently you believe in at the same time. But then when you do that, and then you let the woman go, then you're starting the same ritual all over again, because the vast majority of women are just like the woman you just left.
I mean, in order for you to find that right one, that is what's going to have to happen.
And that's what I'm trying to change. Women have to change their attitude, that they have this sense of entitlement.
But that is something you can't change.
Well, we have to change it. Otherwise, our relationship here in the United States.
But, Joe, can you tell me something that you have to change? I can tell you something I have to change that I need to work on. I mean not change, but you know what I mean, is it something, because Joe, you can't blame it. I'm sticking it to you. You can't blame it all on them. You can't.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
I can't. Because you know something.
My philosophy
is
different.
No woman.
That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm not saying beat up on the men time, because I know they got some trifling ass women out here, and there's a lot of them. There's galore. There's a business for trifling women. I know it. They make money. So I understand what you're saying, Joe, but...
With a mouth that make you want to slap the shit out of. Y'all do it, but man, this chick, she pissed me off.
She like a brother. She like a brother too much.
She's got emotions out of me that make me want to do that thing. You talking about the British thing of standards of a man supposed to act this way. Well, she bring them out of me. She be pissing me off. So I'm like, now I got to put my foot down and shit. I ain't going to hit her or nothing, but...
You got to be clear. This is not acceptable.
Wait a minute.
It's not appropriate. I'm not having it.
So don't smack her and try to change it.
Don't slap her.
I know that.
I'm saying that's what some men
like
try to do.
Like
we try to slap her.
Okay,
no. That's what some men do and get ourselves in trouble.
Has anybody ever watched Super Nanny?
The Nanny?
Have you ever watched Super Nanny? Super Nanny is a show that is in the UK, but is also in the US. And Super Nanny is a woman who goes into families' houses and she teaches.
That's a bullshit
reality show.
She teaches a parent how to parent, right? And I'm not
that,
saying
well, see that right there, what you just said right there. You got to get the fucking gun on that. Teaching up somebody that don't know you gonna come in your house and teach you how
and you know
to
why
be,
you know why she has to
because
do that?
That's crazy shit
because
right there. That's
you
a crazy shit.
That's TV.
That's why she has to do that.
That's
and you know,
crazy.
And it's great TV, even though a pasta TV. Look a bit deeper than that. The reason why is because a lot of people weren't brought up to learn how to be good parents. Okay, or they didn't have good parents. Or they didn't have good parenting in the first place. So when they have their children, they don't know how to set standards and boundaries. In a relationship, that's the same thing you have to do. You have to set standards and boundaries so you get respect, okay? You get respect.
Like
you get love, but you get respect. It's not about...
It's kind of the same, but it's kind of different because this person that you are looking for this love and respect from in a relationship can walk the hell on. As opposed to your children going
to
be there regardless.
Yeah, but I'm
no.
For them to
exactly.
No, I'm happy for someone.
No, I agree with Ebony.
If they don't
that's that unconditional love right there.
Right.
I wish it was such a thing
love.
As unconditional
I love
love.
You.
Well, I'm,
I love
well.
You, but you've got to respect the boundaries.
Yeah, you would hope that.
That's how we operate. You've got to do what works for this relationship. Bottom line. That's what I mean by man up. set your standards.
That's not what you meant.
Okay,
you
hold on.
Backtracking.
Okay,
you backtracking British imports.
Okay, hold on. I got another caller want to come in. Hold up. All right, 347.
With
you're on the
stands,
air.
Right?
Yeah, this is Goofy Bone. What's crying like?
Oh, okay. Never mind. That's Goofy again. Well, go
sorry,
ahead, Goofy.
Buddy.
Ebony, what's the exchange rate?
Hey.
You know what, Mike?
I just thought I asked. Let me be Mike. Quiet. I'm going to put my phone on me. You don't have to.
How many buttons?
I'll mute myself. I'll be quiet.
It's something like 2.5, Mike, to 1. Okay.
Wow. That even came out of his mouth.
Oh, God. He's talking finance.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
He's talking finance. We're talking relationships. He's talking
I told you I like a woman with good finances. I told
you
all that earlier.
Then go to the Forex market and make a bundle.
Hold it. Don't worry. Joe knows he can afford it. He's just afraid to spend the money.
I'm ignoring you.
Well, I'll put it out there. What is the resolution then? What is the solution? Is there one?
My particular solution is that women have to be educated and men have to be educated, both in different ways. We have a pandemic in America and in the U.K. and in all the other Western industrialized societies. Men and women are not getting along. There are very, very definable reasons why we're not getting along. We cannot accept what we accept today as standard. We have to change so that all of us, both of us, but it's only all of us, both men and women can find happiness. Men treat men horribly. Women treat women horribly. At least men and women should get along, but we don't. We have to change our particular thinking about who we are.
I think I am.
Can I ask you a question, Joe?
Sure.
Why was love successful back in the 50s than it is now?
Very good question. You know why? Because women did not have access to as much financial power as they did now. They had to depend upon the man. Therefore, the man took the lead, and the man was glad to take the lead and to give his chosen woman, his significant other of the time, back in the 50s, the house, his name, and a child. She was glad in exchange for that to give him a child in exchange for security and comfort, and both, because of their circumstances in the 50s, as opposed to now, were relatively a lot happier then than we are now.
And they wasn't fucking around, and some of them weren't fucking around.
Well, probably not as much as now. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
Goofy,
right.
Does that make sense?
He's right.
No, it made perfect sense.
Okay.
Perfect sense.
Well, they were. You're absolutely right, Joe. There were clear roles in the home. And everybody knew what their role was and what they were.
But why were the roles like that? No. You're not going to backtrack and try to
I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not agreeing with me. It sounds like you're agreeing with me, but the roles back then were constituted upon the fact that women did not, as I said, did not have much access to financial power.
And why would I disagree with that when it was a fact?
Oh, you're not disagreeing with that?
870, your line is open.
Oh, then I apologize, British import.
I didn't disagree with you.
I'm sorry.
No, but then them women did get fucked up sometimes when
men
they
did. And they had, and they weren't.
The shit out, they ain't get no education, raise
the
kids, and then he married somebody
about how many
young
women
and shit.
In the workplace, so,
so
they were pretty,
saying,
independent,
you know,
too. But at the same time, Ebony, did you hear my apology?
Yeah, I heard your opinion.
Good, because I don't want you accusing me of being I don't know.
Well, you know what? We're not in a domestic situation now, so don't worry about it, hon. Okay.
You better go on with that, okay.
My mom stayed at home for most of my life while my dad went to work, so I understand that whole role, okay? And I'm saying that, you know, that was possible at that time. It's not how it is now. What I'm saying is, let's find out how it is. Let's accept how it is now, because that's not something we can really change very quickly. It will take a lifetime to change what's going on.
Good.
Right
I'm glad
now.
You brought that up. Can I expand
right.
on that?
So no, hold on.
Okay.
Finish. So
it will never change.
And it shouldn't. And it shouldn't. You're not going to tell nobody to stay home and not make no more money.
No, that's not what I was even going to do. But let Ebony finish your point.
Let's
do it. What things are now, I would never, I mean, you,
okay, and accept that in a lot of ways, both men and women are pretty messed up, which we are. That's true. We're messed up for so many reasons. But I think the person that you can deal with in terms of change is yourself. Now, if you are, if you understand who you are and understand that there are multi different people out there with different things going on and agendas, and you might need to flex according to what you find, then you've got a chance. You've got a chance.
I got a question to dovetail from Ebony, if you're finished, honey. Honey.
I finished.
Baby.
I finished, honey.
Nice. All right. Let me ask you guys a question, okay? Back in the 50s, when the women didn't have that much access, but there were a lot of women who were independent and who did work in the workplace and who were married. Why is it that today, when women have the access to college, they're managers, they're making a good salary, why is it that these women who are supposedly nurturers, why is it they don't want to share what they have, but they still want to take what you've got, just the same as the women did back in the 50s. But today, they've got their own. Why is that?
It started with Murphy Brown.
No, what did I tell
you? Murphy Brown.
I told y'all, if I make $100,000, she make $100,000, I'm not paying for every date. And go Dutch.
Okay, that's
they got
right.
money.
That's
we have to, because
Brown.
We as men have to live in time. And what
about,
you're saying...
You're talking about the woman from Cosmopolitan, Goofy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, her name, Helen Gurley Brown, yeah.
A lot of women were brought up, I know in my area, a lot of women, the little girls were brought up, as someone was told in my family, find a good man to take care of you.
That's right.
And a lot of got this mentality today. And that's all I got to say about that. I don't have
and, they, and you're right.
Words to say
And you're right.
You know, I've always heard that. I've always heard that. But see, they don't know. They don't finish it. Find a good man to take care of you, and don't forget to take care of him.
But there you go.
You know,
don't finish.
That's the difference between. Well, that is the difference between today and yesteryear. In yesteryear, they had the same attitude: find a good man to take care of you, but show the man appreciation. Nowadays, it's find a man to take care of you, even though you can take care of yourself. You can buy your own house. You can buy your own car. You've got your own set of friends. Why is it that these women still cannot find good relationships? They're the ones out here talking about we can't find good men. What is it they're looking for, though? Back in the 50s, they were looking for a man who could provide. Okay. But nowadays, when a man does not have to provide, they still want a man to provide. That's why I say women are shallow and narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
A lot of women got that mentality when they get into a relationship. Are they looking for the hard dick and the extra paycheck in the house?
Yeah, but they've got their own paycheck, but they still want to mooch off of men.
That's why I said extra paycheck.
They're looking for a paycheck, not a man. They're looking for a paycheck.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
They
have their own paycheck, but they're still looking to mooch off of you.
And a hard pecker. You got to remember, a hard pecker.
So my question is, we've got to educate ourselves to wake up to it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pay or show our women, our good women, some appreciation and pay and protect them. I'm saying that there are too many women out here who have these double standards. They're making as much as we are, or just about as much, or they're making a little bit more, but they still want us to be the old-fashioned man. When we keep hearing from women, I'm strong, I'm independent, but I'm strong and I'm weak, and I'm smart and I'm stupid, when it's convenient for them. We have the pressure of being the man 24/7, while they can choose to be weak and lean on us, while at the same time they can say, no, I'm strong and I don't need you. That's bullshit.
Yep. You got
well, I hear
you
that. Got, I think what can work is if you're in a relationship. Yeah,
in a household now, you got two kings trying to sit on one throne in a household now, Joe.
Yeah,
it ain't going to work.
I'm sorry,
anytime
I didn't
hear you. Anytime you got two kings in a household trying to sit on one damn throne, it ain't going to work.
There you go. I absolutely agree with you.
It's
well,
not going
to
work,
agree.
Man.
I agree. You can't have two kings in one castle. Someone needs to.
You ain't never went nowhere in the world and seen where it was two kings or two leaders. You ain't never seen two presidents in the United States.
You're right.
You never seen two governors of one state.
You're right.
You never seen nothing like that.
And that's exactly what I've been talking about, how women can be obstinate for the sake of being out. They want to take the role on of being men, but they want to wear the skirts and the pants. I say bullshit.
But I say the men have to wear the trousers, and I think men have to be smarter. If you know that's what's out there, then you've got to set a different standard. What worked for me in a relationship where I earned as much as someone else was that we both had our own money at the end of each month, and then we both opened an account, which was a joint account, and then we put half our income into that account that we shared. So I always had enough money to spend for myself. He always had enough money to spend for himself. I never had to account for what I spent. If it was gone, it was gone. I dealt with it the way that I dealt with it. But the bills and everything else was jointly covered.
Well,
so,
that's 50-50.
You can negotiate. You can negotiate stuff that works.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, Bebe.
Right?
So you're giving
that
your example where you gave 50-50 and the man gave 50 and you gave 50. That's cool.
Yeah.
But a lot of women today will negotiate, as you're about to go to now, and they're going to say, well, honey, you make $100,000, I make $90,000. Therefore, since you make more money than me, I think you should provide about 70% of your money into the household expenses, and I'll provide about 30% of mine. And the guy goes, well, okay, that's fair, because I make more money than you. If you're only making $10,000 more than the fucking broad, and you're going to fall for that shit, you're an idiot.
Well, then you're an idiot.
This is Mr. Solution. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Rich. You're on.
I just want to say that Joe is doing a yeoman's job at stating the dysfunction. And I notice how the other people are being quiet, which is a good thing, and they are at least hearing this. Now, my only consolation, and by the way, hello, N.O. Low, I'm doing just fan-fucking-tastic.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The other no, that's true. The other issue is that I can see that we're in a state of evolution. We are evolving. So, Joe, just keep laying it down, explaining it to the people, and hopefully some of the better people will see the contradiction and attempt to join you in seeking a solution.
Join us.
That is fantastic.
Us, you and me, Rich, we're 95% together. The other people on the line, we're getting there, but, well, we're getting there. And in any case, we can agree on some things, but hopefully, because I think, again, we all know, guys, the state of affairs in America, and I'm not talking about the UK because I've never been over there, but in America, we know the relationships, they suck. And it's so easy to actually make it work. It is easy. If I'm doing something wrong and my chick shows me I'm doing something wrong, I have to put aside my ego and I'm saying, you know what, babe, you're right. I have actually altered some of my personality defects. I did it on my own. Nobody pointed it out to me in a condemning way. But, you know, over time, some people said, Joe, this thing, you know, and they weren't being unkind. But then I thought about it and I changed. The thing is, we all have to change. Nobody here wants to change themselves. Everybody here thinks we're perfect, except for me. I think I'm more than perfect.
Oh, my God.
Well, I am the man that you want to go across the pond, so don't go with that.
I don't think I'm perfect. I'm Goofy Brown. That's all I am.
But we all have
to change. This is Mr. Solution again. Goofy, you and I have a job. We've got to take this message to the white racist separatist assholes, and I might also add morons. But, you know, one thing about this white separatist racist assholes is they at least acknowledge when they're an asshole. They acknowledge their ignorance. I hear them give
Are you talking about Brian, Rich?
Well, I don't want to say the name, but, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The thing is
now that's a weak target, though. I mean, look. Come
well,
on. You got to admit.
Yes and no, because at least – Brian is up there doing his thing, and he's a good example of, you know, someone who's ill-equipped. But that doesn't make a difference because a lot of people here are ill-equipped. But at least this is a discussion they need to be dealing with, too. And I say to the white man, you know, your wife can take your house, your 401K, your kids, your bank accounts, and kick your ass to the curb. And you can't can't do anything, and yet you're complaining about, you know, the civil rights movement has gone wrong. And I point out also that white women are the greatest beneficiaries of affirmative action. So anyway, you know, we're fighting this battle on multiple fronts, and we are winning. We're actually winning. I just got a nice check the other day based on a gender discrimination suit. And, you know, we sue companies for gender discrimination, and, of course, we win. Now, the people here are talking, and that's fine. But we go into court and fucking win.
There you go.
And we change things. And so the thing of it is that, again, we have multiple fronts that we're fighting this battle, and that's just fantastic. I'm as happy as a damn lark. You could hear me tweet if, you know, I were to do it.
We could see it here. But congratulations on that, too.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mr. Solutions. And I'd like to see you have a nice relationship this year, too.
Well, you know, it's what Joe just said. The whole environment, and this is what is hard for most people to understand. The environment is fucked up. The culture is twisted and dysfunctional. So it's just like talking about trying to grow good crop in corrupt soil.
Oh, God, what is that?
Where's the background noise coming from?
That's not me.
Eric, can you find out who that is?
Oh, yeah, I'll find it in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me still?
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
I can still hear you.
It's like Joe is saying, and I'm just bringing a different perspective, hopefully, you know, possibly for some illumination, that, you know, he mentioned, and he is absolutely correct.
It wasn't me.
The entire culture is corrupt and dysfunctional regarding relationships. That has to be rectified. A lot of people will say, well, it's just you. That means they are myopic. They don't understand the larger issue. The entire culture is suffering in terms of divorce, in terms of never established relationships. So this is a pandemic. This is an epidemic, and it's a cataclysm in terms of a disaster toward male-female relationships.
And we got to do something about it, guys. You know, look, all you guys have girls. But what happens if for some reason you break up or she breaks up? You have to go out there in the relationship marketplace, as it were. Okay, what are you going to do? You're going to start saying, "Well, I'm going to," you know, you can apply standards. That's part of my philosophy. But if 90% of the women are these type of women that I've been talking about, in which they can make as much as you, but they don't want to give to your side of the relationship. They don't want to give their money. They don't want to share their emotions except for the whining and the nagging. What are you going to do?
They're a greedy bitch, and you should walk away.
But then you hit
start
the next
over.
One. Then you walk around the corner, and you hit her clone. What are you going to do?
Well,
walk
trust
away from
me,
that
well,
one?
Why
of course.
Do you think I was invented? Because of things like incidents
well,
like this.
What do you do? Stop going around that corner and find another corner to go on.
And you go around that corner and you hit it and you hit it
shit,
and you hit
Joe,
it.
Joe, I walked the whole city and throughout four or five cities. I walked every fucking block.
Goofy,
I don't know, man.
You know what happened? You were absolutely right with what you just said a few seconds ago. It's because of what's happened that you became you. You can't find it. And I'm not saying you can't find it because you're dysfunctional. You very well may be. But if you wanted to be the type of guy that said, you know what, I want a woman that I want to treat with respect. I want to show her the understanding that she deserves. I want to treat her like my, oh, I don't want to say queen, but my girlfriend. And you find somebody who is supposedly eligible, right? Somebody who's really nice looking. Somebody has a nice smile. Somebody who's charming. Somebody who knows what she's got her shit together. Inwardly, is she going to be the one that if you treat her right, right? Is she going to treat
man,
you
what,
right?
What,
now, you know you can treat women like shit, and they'll keep coming back. But what happens if you treat them right? Will they keep coming back? No, because that's why you're goofy bone.
Why can't you just be positive? Come on.
Why can't I just be positive?
Why can't you be positive?
Come over here, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make you real happy. I'll take you over my knee and spank you. You fall in love with me in 5 seconds.
Oh, she's already in love with you. What do you mean?
Nah, she's only kidding around.
She's already in love.
He's only kidding around. But if I spanked her, she would be in love. You know why? because she's
let me just say
she
this,
wants drama
at the,
too.
At the expense of being absolutely logical. When you ask her a question about what was the time frame in which she would find a guy, and she said, in essence, you, if you were willing to cross the pond, she didn't answer your question. The question was zero.
Really?
No, she said she would find one in a very short time, and she said she had somebody now that she's working on.
Which you interpreted as that she was speaking of you, correct?
No, that's right. You're right, Rich. Mr. Solutions,
it's not you, so don't worry about it.
Now you're being a smartass. You're too intelligent for that. You don't have to say that. Don't be a smartass.
No, that's okay. I'm glad Rich brought it up because you did not answer the question, Ebony.
When are
you going to find this? Since you have your philosophies, right?
I have someone right now that I'm working on, okay? Every work is a work in progress, okay? You find someone.
When do you think he's
going to
be yours?
Huh?
When do you think he's going to be yours?
Well, I can't hear you properly because the lines are really choppy. I don't know why. I see it myself, but I don't know why the reception is so bad. So I'm hearing you, but it's intermittent.
Watch this, Ebony. Watch this, Joe. Let me go ahead and knock this out of the park, okay? Since Joe and I agree on 95% of the issues, why is it not me, not that I give a crap, but why is it not me and it's Joe that you have an interest? Since we're almost twins in terms of our agreement.
Good point.
I can you say that again?
Tell it to her, Joe. She'll hear it better coming from you.
No, you're both speaking, and actually I'm getting a really... I don't know if anybody else this is...
Okay, Sis, can you hear me now?
Oh, will you calm down?
Okay, no. Don't tell me what to do.
Were you saying to me? Let me get this clear.
Joe and I agree on about 95...
I'm Android at the moment. I'm asking the question. Did you say that? Oh, now it's gone. I've forgotten what you were trying to say. Sorry.
Here's the question, Ebony. Can you hear me?
Right. I can hear you a little bit better.
A little bit better? Well, I'll see if I can get through. Since Rich and I agree on 95% of the issues, right? What he's asking is how come, you know, you kid around with me and you're half serious about your suggestions with me. How come you don't feel the same way towards him since we're practically clones?
I don't know. I think it's not personal, okay? That's the question. It's not personal. None of it's personal. I actually understand what you both say, okay? My problem with what you both saying is that you know what the issues are. I don't believe that you're ready to just try something and see if it works. That's my issue with both of you. I know that you focus very much on what the issues are with women, and you talk really well about what you know women can be and whatever. But I wonder if you guys are just prepared to just go out there and try something with women and see if it works.
I'm going to speak for me. I am the way I am because of the experiences I've had. I have had, I'm not a playboy. I have had either lots of opportunities with women, or I have had enough women in order to get my experiences. I've also talked with over 20 years with plenty of men, plenty of women, and I'm not the only one who feels the way that I do. So you can't just lay it on me or lay it on Rich as our being the dysfunctional ones in a society in which everybody is having the same problem. So your particular solution to what we should do, or myself in particular, it's not a complete solution because this particular problem affects everybody.
And Joe, she didn't answer your question. And I disagree with you, Joe. We agree on more than 95% of issues.
Okay.
I mean, that's a low ball. 95, but she still didn't answer your question. Now, I know the answer to the question. I know why. But see, she is not honest in why she prefers you to me.
Can you say Ebony?
Wait. Let me finish, Ebony. Allow me to finish the observation. We agree on more than 95% of the issue. based on experience. But yet, she
was
around acceptance of you and not of me. And the question was, why is that?
The reason why I will tell you, the reason why I might lean a little bit more towards Joe is because I find you quite disrespectful to women in your conversation. You say you want a relationship with women, but the way that you talk to women and you talk about women does not make me feel as a woman that I'd want to date someone like you. And it doesn't make me feel like I'd want to date Joe either, but I just think he's a little bit nicer because he's kind of got nicer the more I've known him. But you're very rude to women and very dismissive and almost have us in a box that you're not willing to let us out of. And that's how I feel about you. It's not personal. It's just the way that you speak does not make me feel like I could have a relationship with you where we could even agree on stuff. Because
that is personal, and we could agree if you would be agreeable. But the point is this. Joe has said everything about women that I've said. That's the reason I listen and like Joe's position. Not just because he says what I say, because he's accurate. Okay? Let's move it to a higher level.
Solution, can I ask you a question right quick?
Who is this?
This is 870. You talk just as bad to women as you do to me, and I mean, I've been listening to you. You talk bad to me, and you talk bad to me. So, I mean,
you don't discriminate on who you speak accurately about. You don't listen to nobody else.
Bro. Let me get in this. Can I get in this?
You don't discriminate on who you talk bad to.
let me also.
That's why he's not in a relationship.
I know for a fact, because I've been on enough shows with Rich, that Rich, 95% of the time, does not attack until being attacked.
Right.
Most guys will go in at some time and start attacking Rich. And I say, I don't even like to use the word attack because that's a legal extrapolation. They will go in and they start accusing Rich and they start getting a little obnoxious with Rich. You guys have also heard me, I don't know if you have, but I think on this show and other shows, I've been just as obnoxious if somebody comes in and wants to be a wise ass. The thing is,
the reason why they're a wise ass is because they disagree with you. That's why they are wise ass, and that's a fact. That's why you call them a wise ass.
If they're a wise ass, they shouldn't be a wise ass.
Listen, if you come with the premise that Mr. Solution, no one can, if he's always 95% right and someone disagrees with him and come on here, no one's going to, it's not a show. It's not a show if Mr. Solution talk and everyone can't challenge him and be quiet. Everyone is different.
Nobody's no wise guy here. That's not entirely true. There are people who.
What do you mean now? Oh my. Okay.
There are people who do come in.
Everybody said it was a one sided thing, but it's really not one sided.
No, I'm saying the vast majority of the time, Rich will not become obnoxious with somebody unless somebody's obnoxious with him.
Solution, have you learned from any of us anything from us?
With him, rather, not with them.
Eric, everybody's talking at the same time. We can't hear.
Everybody cannot talk at one time. All right. Thank you.
Okay, and you guys haven't been on other shows, and Rich has been on other shows, and I've been there, and people have come in and said, who is this guy, and this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. They can come in and they say, I disagree with Mr. Solutions, or I disagree with Joe, but there have been times, especially women with me, women will
fucking
come on the show.
But he contradicts himself,
when I'm on the show, and they'll say, this fucking asshole doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't. He contradicts himself.
I'm not talking about Rich. I'm talking about me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm talking about a fucking broad will come on a show I'm on, and because she knows she's not going to get muted, she gets all big and bad. And then she starts being obnoxious towards me. And then when I fucking rip her a cunt out, then she starts acting as though, oh, I didn't know he was going to be like that. Jesus. What do you mean?
I never said that.
So I mean, look. So I've been in the same shoes.
I mean,
hey, wait a minute. Did Ebony have earmuffs on? Ebony, did you hear that exchange?
I've never had Ebony and I have never gotten to that point.
I'm not even going to go there. What I'm going to say is what I said at the top of the show.
Oh, by the
right?
way, Ebony, since you just said that, I'm not even
I'm not even going to respond.
I'm not. Hold on,
it's
Ebony.
A bunch of confusion.
Before you,
hearing.
You have some kind of misconception. When I was talking about other women being obnoxious, I have never, ever considered you being obnoxious towards me. I wasn't even thinking about you when I was thinking about other women. There have been women who have come on other shows that I've been on, okay, and this show as well, and
okay.
they've just ripped into me without even saying, you know, I disagree with what this man is saying. They will say, this man doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's a fucking asshole.
But he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm not talking
he
about Rich, Mike. Don't you ever fucking listen.
Okay. All right. We got.
Well, the answer to that, Joe, is no. He doesn't listen.
Okay. All right, y'all. All right. We going down to the last 10 minutes. Michael. All right. We going down to the last 10 minutes. So I'm gonna give everybody their last few words in. Goofy Bone, you there?
Jesus.
Goofy. Goofy. Going once. Going twice.
Yeah. I'm here. What's crack-a-lacking?
Okay. Your last words for the night.
I just want everybody to have a good weekend and to think on how to make, you know, Adam and Eve become stronger. And enjoy your weekend, everybody. And, you know, see you guys Monday.
All right. Have a good one. All right. It's 870.
Well, I just want to tell everybody to have a good weekend and I really want to know. I mean, I know we coming to the end of the thing, but how do we come to a point where we can, I mean, I think that's been the whole question. How do we get to the point where we fix this thing, man? I mean, where we can get to where, you know, men, women, I mean, we can have a good, healthy relationship. What exactly is it going to take? I mean, we talk around it. Everybody's got their own opinion. What exactly is it going to take? I mean, that's just something for y'all to think about over the weekend.
You know, that might be a good topic for Monday's show, Eric. What is it
we're going to do a topic on that. We're going to do a complete show on that.
Okay.
Within the week or so. Mm-hmm. So I got that.
All right.
Thank you, 70. You have a good one. All right, Michael.
Well, you know, if we were coming to a solution, a lot of people probably wouldn't follow it anyway. But you know what? We also always have to look within ourselves. And they always told me, you always have to look and see. When you're in a relationship, you have to look at, you know, what am I not doing? You know, what can I bring to the table? You never can use that it's always women to our solution. Even us as men talking amongst men, we cannot always have a conversation to point the finger as a woman. We can do that, but we have to point out ourselves. But I just want to say, yo, we definitely going to have to talk about that gender-neutral standard that's in the military, because it's totally backwards of what Mr. Solution is saying. It's not equal rights for women. Not at all, because they're lowering the standards. See, the women say they have to do a certain amount of push-ups, but now they're going to make it gender-neutral. For instance, if the men have to do 67, women have to do 42, they may bring it up to 52 or something, which lowering in the standards. So if someone says that if women's going to combat is equality, no, we're
Michael.
Giving the women the gender again. No, I just want to let that know for Mr. Solution. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. All right, Michael. You have a great weekend.
All right.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Mike. Have a good one.
You too. Hey, I have a nice one.
All right, Joe.
All right, first of all, I don't want to find out. I want to be serious. Ebony, did you think when I was talking about women being obnoxious, ripping me apart, that I was including you in that?
No,
I didn't. Okay. All right. Okay, because I wasn't. So I just want to make that clear.
No, fine.
All right. So other than that, I want to wish everybody a good weekend. And as usual, I don't have much to say at the end. That's all.
All right, Joe. You Monday. All right, Mr. Solution.
Yeah, thanks. No, I think regarding Ebony, I think Ebony is a better communicator also than most women. And even though we have our differences, I basically enjoy speaking to her. And just regarding what Michael said, the issue is not just about push-ups. It's the integration of the mental and the physical and the heart. and all of those have to be integrated because there are men who are stronger than any men in the Army or the military. There are men who are faster, but that doesn't mean that just because they have that particular attribute, they're better suited for military duty. So we have to look at this thing in a comprehensive perspective, juxtaposed to just a unilateral or a one-issue perspective. But anyway, good show, and I see we're in a state of evolution, so we've got to keep at it. And we're going to take this to the white racist moronic assholes, and I'll be available Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on No White Guilt.
Okay. That's 11 o'clock in the morning, right?
No. It's about it's Pacific Standard Time, so it comes on anywhere between 9 o'clock and 10 a.m. So Goofy Bone will transfer the message, I'm sure. Are you there, Goofy?
No, he's gone.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, good show. Goofy will we'll be there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's a good show also. And we do some of the same things there that we do here. All right, good show, and everybody have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
And for the special co-guest host tonight, it's Ebony Empress.
Well, I just wanted to say I love men. I really do love men, and I have no issue with any of your guys. I love the diversity of the guys that you have on your show. My thing is, you know, there are a lot of issues with relationships. There's issues with men. There's issues with women. There's ways that we can be that doesn't help. It doesn't help us to have the best relationships that we can. But my journey is about learning about, you know, the opposite sex and how we can be better with each other. And I think sometimes our language is very important. It isn't that I prefer Joe over Mr. Solutions or anything like that. It's just that I think the tone with which you speak, you know, it allows people to engage with you. So, you know, when you want love, you need to be love, okay? And if there is something, if I'm not hearing you in a way that makes me feel that I can still love what you're saying, disagree with what you're saying, but still love what you're saying and love you regardless, means there's something that you might need to check in yourself. Just check yourself. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm saying just check yourself, because sometimes the way that we express and we're heard can be about the way that we're delivering it. So that's all I'm saying. I love everybody on your show. Great show. And keep doing your thing. And I have no issue. I think it's good. It's all about learning. And I have learned tonight. And I hope those people who took part also, and those who are listening, also learned most importantly. So great, Mr. Talk. We need to do some more collaborating anyway.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you need to come on my show and sit in and we have a conversation.
Yeah, well, see, you know, starting at 4 o'clock. I still be on the air. But we'll work something out.
Thursday, yeah. I know, is my Steve show, but on a Monday I'm on much later. So I start at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So
okay.
I don't know.
Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, we do it maybe on a Tuesday when I'm on a Tuesday at 5 p.m. We do it then. But I think it'd be good to collaborate. I think the more conversations we have, the more that people develop and evolve and grow. And that's what it's all about, definitely. And it's working.
It's working. It is working.
Have a great weekend yourself.
You too. Thank you. See you Monday. Talk to you Monday.
Okay, cool.
All right, y'all. Hey, another great, great, great Let's Talk on Freedom Fun Friday. See, that's why it's Freedom Fun Friday. Man, them else will get you all messed up. You be talking too fast because you never know what we're going to get into. I want to thank everybody who came in today. Ebony, special co-host, Mr. Solution, Vernon, Joe, Goofy Bone, Michael, Chris, Lowe. I think I got everybody. And in the chat room, Raquel, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I'm playing it though, too bad. And my guests, hey, I want to thank all y'all for joining me tonight, because without y'all, I wouldn't have a show. Basically, when it comes to relationship, it's a work in progress. Any relationship is a work in progress. Yes, we are evolving. We're trying to get to a solution, resolution, as they say, about what is it going to take to turn this tide around all this dysfunctional relationships that we do have right now in this country. I think we're headed in the right direction. Just a little bit more dialogue and a little bit more fussing and arguing and understanding, and we'll get there eventually. We just got to keep going. That's all. We just got to keep going. Well, y'all, that's about it for me tonight. Monday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we got Open Mic Monday. And y'all know Open Mic Monday should be a lot like Fun Friday. But you never know. You never know. But until then, make sure you get express someone a hug, kiss, spend some time with them this weekend. Let them know you care about them, because you never know when they're going to be gone. And until then, y'all, have a good one, and I'm out of here. Talk, live, talk, live, talk, live, talk, live, talk.